In Afghanistan today, the Northern Alliance said they have captured Kunduz, the Taliban's last northern stronghold. U.S. planes and Northern Alliance artillery have battered the city for the past 2 weeks. Hundreds of foreign fighters captured by the Northern Alliance during the siege of Kunduz are said to have died during a prison uprising in the alliance-controlled city of Mazar-e-Sharif. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Mazar-e-Sharif. He joins us now. Lawrence, what can you tell us about the presumed deaths of these foreign fighters in this uprising?
What we do know is that about noon, local time, there was an uprising among the several hundred, up to 600, foreign Taliban fighters who had surrendered yesterday and were brought here to Mazar-e-Sharif. Many of these fighters had kept their weapons, ironically, when they were taken into custody. And apparently one threw a grenade, and in the ensuing melee, several of the Taliban prisoners began taking weapons away from their Northern Alliance guards. And after that, there was a 4 or 5 hour gun battle between Northern Alliance troops and these Taliban prisoners. About 4 hours into the gun battle, American Special Forces personnel arrived on the scene, several of them, by my accounts, four, and began directing airstrikes into the prison itself. We know the prison was hit at least once, took a direct hit. We assume that there are large numbers of dead, and Northern Alliance officials are telling us that most of the 600 Taliban foreign fighters who were located in the prison were in fact killed. We have not been able to verify that for ourselves, as it's very late here and we're unable to gain access to the prison area.
So I take it you don't know if calm has yet been restored?
Calm appears to have been restored. As I arrived in the city this evening, I could hear helicopters, which I assumed to be American Special Forces helicopters, circling the area around this fortress, which contains the prison. I could also hear American warplanes overhead, although they were not involved in dropping bombs at that time. A couple of hours ago, it became very quiet here, and right now it seems that all is indeed under control.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Mazar-e-Sharif. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you.